Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 13, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Visa and Thalia join forces to integrate digital payments technology. Visa has partnered with Thalia, an SAP company, to integrate its digital payments technology into Thalia virtual cards. GoCardless becomes an authorized open banking supplier. UK-based bank payment company GoCardless has announced that it became an approved supplier of Crown Commercial Service, S, CCS, Open Banking Dynamic Purchasing System, DPS, framework. Metrobank partners with Temenos. Switzerland-based Temenos has announced a partnership with Philippines-based Metropolitan Bank and Trust, Metrobank, to deploy Temenos Wealth. Ideal partners with Rabobank to launch new functionalities. Online payment method Ideal has launched a profiles pilot in collaboration with Dutch multinational banking and financial services company Rabobank. MasterCard announces smart subscriptions. MasterCard has announced smart subscriptions, an open banking-powered subscriptions management solution. Tide to launch in Germany. UK-based financial platform Tide has announced its plan to expand in the region of Germany as part of its development strategy in the continent of Europe. MangoPay partners with Elanor. UK-based luxury hotel guest experience management platform Elanor has partnered with MangoPay in order to launch a tailored payment solution for its clients. Klarna receives US$733,000 fine for GDPR shortcomings. Sweden-based payments group Klarna has received a US$733,000 fine for failing to adhere to the EU's General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. Thames Technology partners with Ellipse. Thames Technology has partnered with Ellipse to offer an additional layer of advanced protection for its banking cards. ID fraud to surge by 2025. UK-based database operator Synectic Solutions has uncovered new research indicating that ID fraud represents the most prominent fraud type reported by banks. Goldman Sachs, BNY Mellon and others test enterprise blockchain for tokenized assets. Digital Asset has completed a test of its Canton network, with the participation of like Goldman Sachs, BNY Mellon, DRW, Oliver Wyman, and Paxos. PPRO raises $85 million. E-commerce payments firm PPRO has completed a dual tranche funding round totaling $85 million. Court tells Klarna to pay $733,000 over GDPR failings. Klarna must pay a fine of nearly $750,000 for violating the EU's General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, a Swedish Court of Appeal has ruled. Visa and Thalia, SAP form embedded finance partnership. Visa has teamed up with SAP-owned supply chain finance outfit Thalia to make embedded finance accessible to businesses worldwide. MasterCard launches open banking-powered subscription management tool. MasterCard has launched an open banking-powered subscriptions management tool that banks can plug into their apps. GoCardless approved as open banking payment method for Crown Commercial Services. Bank payment company GoCardless has been named as a supplier on Crown Commercial Services, CCS, Open Banking Dynamic Purchasing System, DPS, framework, the one-stop shop, for all open banking services for the public sector. Conflux Network to host HK Dollar Stablecoin Axict. Conflux Network, the only regulatory-compliant public blockchain in China, today announces its pivotal role in assisting the successful beta testing of the Hong Kong dollar, HKD, backed stablecoin, AXECT. Maya Wallet provides tokenization services for Mexican challenger Fondeadora. Maya Wallet, a leading digital payments enabler specializing in card tokenization, announces its partnership with Fondeadora, Mexico's leading financial service provider. Institutional players back digital asset clearinghouse Clear Token. Clear Token, a London-based clearinghouse for global digital assets, has secured a $10 million funding round with support from Laser Digital, the digital asset subsidiary of Nomura, several global liquidity providers including Flow Traders and GSR, and leading digital asset firms LMAX Digital and Zodia Custody. Aquis Technologies secures contract with the Central Bank of Colombia. Aquis Exchange PLC, AQXL, is delighted to announce that it has been awarded the contract to provide the Central Bank of Colombia, Banco de la Replica, with the technology and support services for the operation of its government bond market, Sistema Electrónico de Negociación SEN. Archax extends crypto reach with Talos. Archax, the only FCA-regulated exchange, broker, and custodian for digital assets, today announced a strategic partnership with Talos, the leading institutional crypto trading platform. N26 launches instant savings in 13 new markets. Digital bank N26 has announced the launch of its instant savings accounts in a further 13 markets across Europe. E-Merchant Pay partners with FitBank. E-Merchant Pay has announced its partnership with FitBank in order to optimize and develop its cross-border payment offerings for customers in Latin America. Wise obtains Type 1 license in Japan. Global technology company Wise has obtained a Type 1 license in Japan to support higher transaction limits. MasterCard partners with Cinema Plus. US-based payment technology corporation MasterCard has announced its collaboration with Cinema Plus, an Azerbaijan-based cinema chain. Settle and Sin7 join forces. Settle and Sin7 have partnered to launch Pay with Settle, an embedded vendor payment solution for Sin7 core users. Some sub-partners with Chainalysis. Global verification provider SumSub has partnered with Chainalysis in order to optimize compliance and monitoring capabilities for digital assets clients. MetaMask partners with MasterCard. Ethereum wallet provider MetaMask has partnered with MasterCard and reportedly entered the testing phase for a new cryptocurrency payment card. MPE 2024. What will be the impact of a digital euro? At the Merchant Payments Ecosystem 2024 conference in Berlin, Evelyn Whitlocks from the European Central Bank, ECB, presented a keynote on the possibilities of a digital euro. Nexi reveals in-store mobile grew 88% in 2023. In 2023, Nexi, the European paytech, recorded an 88% increase in the value of in-store mobile payments and smartwatch transactions in Italy, new data reveals. EBA publishes final draft technical standards on complaints handling for issuers of stablecoins. The European Banking Authority, EBA, today published the final draft regulatory technical standards, RTS, that set out the requirements, templates and procedures for handling complaints received by issuers of asset reference tokens, ARTs. Fiserv adds Ayai Gopal to board. Fiserv, Inc. NYSE. FI, a leading global provider of payments and financial services technology, today announced the appointment of Ajay Gopal to its board of directors. European Parliament votes through Artificial Intelligence Act. On Wednesday, Parliament approved the Artificial Intelligence Act that ensures safety and compliance with fundamental rights, while boosting innovation. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.